Scott, what is that?
This is my new Broncos hard hat, Phil.
Yeah, but the indoor facility is done.
This is for doing work.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media steel-toe-wearing super worker. And this week, we're coming to you right outside of the Broncos' beautiful, brand-new indoor facility, which should be just about ready to go. And Scott, what kind of things have we done to let fans kind of get a sneak peek inside?
DenverBroncos.com got some great exclusive time in there. And we're just kind of unleashing all that right now on DenverBroncos.com. Lots of videos, photos, vines. It's on the site and it's on social, and definitely go check it out.
115,000 square feet right there behind us.
It's like there's a football field in there or something.
Almost like there's a football field in there. That's right, Scott. Okay, let's get to this week's hashtag. It was Broncos Rescues, and that's because the Humane Society earlier this week brought by some of the Broncos' best friends. Well, actually, man's best friend, as they're trying to kind of kick off a fundraising effort spearheaded by Paige Elway and Anna Welker. That's the Barking Bull, trying to raise some money for the Humane Society. So we decided to make this week's hashtag Broncos Rescues.
We definitely wanted to showcase what the Humane Society does, and that's what the Barking Bull event does as well. And we wanted to showcase Broncos country doing good deeds and giving dogs forever homes. And we got lots and lots of great submissions. And if you want to see all those, that Broncos Rescues. And we picked out four as well that kind of caught our eye. Chris Jolly with his dog Augie, and just can't look at that picture without smiling and laughing. Danny Hiller, where the ball is actually bigger than his dog. And so that is obviously, that's a small dog. Enrique Rivas. And this dog has a mean mug. Like, this dog is always game ready.
That's right.
And then Sarah Jordan, who actually adopted a beagle that was 12 and a half years old at adoption. And I have a beagle, so it kind of a soft spot in my heart. And just kind of a neat story that Sarah adopted this dog at 12 and a half, gave it a forever home, and just kind of shows that no dog is too old or too young to be adopted. And just to give us second chance.
And if you're interested in the Bull and Bark event, you can always go to DenverBroncos.com and find out more information about how you can get involved with that. Look for next week's hashtag shortly after the Raiders game. But for now, for Scott Ward, I'm Phil Milani.